Are you Ghanaian or Nigerian?
100% Ghanaian.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. But do you always get a conversation that you're Nigerian?
Yeah, a lot of Ghanaians didn't even think I was Ghanaian.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like a lot of people like meet me and like, oh, are you Ghanaian? Like, we didn't even know you was like Ewe, blah, blah, blah. You know, we thought you was like Nigerian and all of that. Like, people just think my music sounds like
Nigerian.
Yeah, and the funny part is they think it's like so, like the quality is so good that it's like, it has to be Nigerian. And I'm like, bro, you can't say that. Like, Ghana's got like quality stuff as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if you have likes of King Promise, Kwesi, Arthur, you know, Jackie.
Right.
I mean, these people make
same way for Jackie. Like, magic. People thought like she was Nigerian.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, I know that. I know that was a thing for real. So Kamido's your real name.
Yeah.
Did you want to tell us what that means?
Well, so it's like a coined word. Like, basically, it was a nickname between my mom and her best friend before.
Oh.
And at that time, I was like in high school, and I heard it, and it sounded cute to me. I was gonna pick my Facebook name. My nickname in school at that time was Fingers. So I am
curious as to why that was your nickname.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, I got like into music not too long before I got into high school. So it's like I was inspired by Akon, right?
Mm.
And so it's like every time I was listening to a beat, I was almost like doing something like this, like almost like playing what was I was listening to in the song.
Mm-hmm.
So it became like my name, like Fingers, all of that. Do you understand?
Wow.
Uh-huh. So then when I was going to pick my Facebook name, I needed a first name and a second name, you know that thing. So then I was like, your Fingers Kamido.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, I always want to always ask this question. I mean, the truth is, when you get into a business like this, there's so many things that have been told before you get in.
Right.
What were the lies that you were told before you got into the music business?
Well, I mean, like, I had the perception that, like, as soon as, like, you start putting out music, you're starting, like,
you start making money.
And then I realized that, bro, I'm all everything I package.
I mean, you just hit the nail on the head.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So,
because there's a lot of myths about things you just hear and think that's out.
Right.
People feel like when they make the first record, and you're going to drive a Bentley, or you live in the biggest houses, or you make a lot of money. And that sometimes you're too responsible for everybody, you know, and that's crazy.
Crazy stuff. I agree. But like, so far, like now you're like huge on TikTok.
Right.
And, you know, people are getting to know the name Kamido. But like, what is the story? Like, before this point, what was going on with Kamido?
Well, it was like I came on the scene in 2019 and people knew my music. They knew my music and nobody like knew who I was. So it's almost like I'm in a cafe or I'm in a, you know, bar or restaurant.
People be vibing
and then
to
people
you,
like
but...
I see girls actually doing snap on my song and like none of them are turning to like at least
come let me take a picture
nobody's
with you.
Turning to look at me or like I want to take a photo or do the snap with you.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So like I started feeling like frustrated because it's like I'm all,
was your hair this color then?
Yeah, it was this color.
Oh, it's still this color.
Yeah, it was this color. It was this color. But it was sad because then it was boring. So it was like my music kind of like just went viral.
Mm.
And then
it didn't match up with
exactly with the face.
The personality.
Yeah. So I mean, we had to put in so many like strategies to make sure that my face, like, you know, came out. And so yeah, that was like one of the difficulties that I had, man.
Are you independent or you're signed to record?
I'm independent. Like we actually have our own like label in house. Like it's called Grind on Stop. It's called Grind on Stop.
I mean, when you do that, you know, that's for life.
Yeah, man.
I get it. And I mean, holding it down in West Africa is a big deal, right?
Yeah.
And if you want to come across anything when it comes to your music and your style, will you tell us that you're there yet? Or if you're going to even want to be somebody else, who would that be?
No, I don't think I'm there yet. And plus, like, I just think, like, I want to be like a global like superstar. Like when I see what like Davido is doing, like Wizkid is doing, like I want to be there. So that's where I'm headed. Like, so I don't even think like I'm like, I think I'm just like 2%, like, you know, on a low. Like I think I just like conquered maybe Ghana a little bit. I haven't even done like the whole of Ghana, you know, but I want to also like spread my wings, like make sure like wherever people are listening to my music, like I'm there and I'm representing and all of that. So for me, I'm still like in the process of building that major brand that I envision.
Amazing. So I mean, you're in Lagos. Is this your first time in Lagos?
First time.
Okay, so what are you feeling about Lagos so far?
I'm feeling everything so far. Like I actually love the hospitality. Like, you know, like people are friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Like on a low, like we used to think that maybe Nigerians are like, yo, harsh and all of that, but it's really chill and friendly here. Like, they actually want to help you. You understand? It's like, oh, my father, oh, you want the, may I put you on, like, they just like,
are you
help
real? You.
It's so easy, like, so, out here. I was telling somebody yesterday, it's easy actually here. Like, I want to be here for like 6 months.
Oh, and I'm gonna make it
happen. To be honest, like, I love the hustling spirit of the people here.
What would you categorize your sound to be? I mean, if you're gonna be, where would you put your sound?
I always like categorize myself as an R&B, Afropop R&B artist. I got inspired by Akon, so I have that R&B foundation, mm-hmm. but I make Afropop, you know, so, and you know, it can also still fall in the Afrobeat still. So yeah, it's still one family now. It's still one family. Yeah.
Madu. Put your shoe for my lover. Pop any for my lover. Yeah, yeah. Don't let me for my lover. I noticed that you were like, you harmonize literally every song that plays, and it sounds so great.
Thank you.
But
thank
then,
you.
Like, I need to know, like, what is that about? So, were you like ever like in the choir? Did you have like, you know, formal music training, that type of thing, or you're just catching a vibe?
Yeah, I just allow my passion to drive me. Like, I love music, so anytime I'm listening to any new song, I want to try what I would have done if I was given that beat. Just now. So, like, I'm always, it's either I'm harmonizing or if I have the space on a beat, I'm trying to see what I can create, what melodies I can put there. Yeah, I've never been in a choir before. I don't think so.
So it's just okay. Yeah. I like that, because, well, same with me, but I feel like if freestyle is coming up, so let me just tell you what I do. Yeah. Whenever I feel like somebody is giving me like a lot of talent vibes, I try to like put them on the chopping block.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm always the one to call out for freestyle. I don't know why he's looking at me.
That's good.
Yeah, but you're the one who looks that way today, though.
So we're going to drop the beat, right?
All right.
And it'd be nice to hear what you sound like.
All right, cool. I can, okay. I could try the melody.
Do you like the beat right now and playing it?
We could try.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, you already know, right here, your number one hit new station, the midday show, the one and only Commodore. This is a freestyle straight out of West Africa and Ghana. You ready? You like this?
Oh, yeah. They know me. From Ghana to Nigeria, now me they carry the army. Everybody where they owe me, I beg me you gonna pay me. I know they too young for this to get it, and my mama na be do me. You know me, baby, no jana person in that body, they never do me.
I might not get the words, but I'm getting the melodies.
You are. Okay, I love it.
Come like on. You shiny sand, pin me tant in the day, so come on, not me and daughter in the evening, I read the paper, the early.
What?
Two boys in the studio, we did have fun like this. Cool FM holding me down, I said,
I'm saying, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, like,
I'm liking it.
Don't worry.
The good thing is, you know, with music for me, I listen to the melody.
Yeah, right.
And the kicks for me works magic. If you can make that work, I'm good.
Yeah, right.
Because I now understand why you like Akon. Akon is melody.
Yes, you get
everything
it.
About him is so.
Let's
sit this one. Sorry, I'm sitting now. I'm sitting this out. I mean, guys. The thing is, it's not easy running on the chart. And I also heard you have a great relationship with Pato Rankin.
Right.
Right. I mean, tell us about it.
Pato Rankin, Obi is like one of his guys in Ghana, and anytime he comes to Ghana, and Obi's my guy as well. So one time Obi just like, you know, introduced me to Pato. Pato invited me to his sessions. He always comes to like do writing sessions in Ghana.
Okay.
So one time I was there and he was just feeling the vibe. So yeah, every time, like from that time, like hence he was always like, Afa, where can we do? May he come. You know, so it's just like built it from there, and that's just how I met Phantom, the producer, and that's just how we made Sugar Cane and all of that. So he's a great guy, like he's a really great guy. Even me coming to Lagos, he's one of the like energies that's like, yo, Kamido, come, anything you need, you know. So I've always wanted to be here, so like I want to just say a special thank you to him. Big shout outs to him, Obi, for the love.